Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bird Show.
I saw Rihanna here on Friday night. I sat through this whole thing on 2020, and I was really expecting her to duck a lot of questions because those were the internet rumors that she just doesn't want to talk about it. Yes, she's willing to help others that were in the same situation, but as far as getting into specifics, we heard Rihanna was not going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. We were all wrong.
Yeah, absolutely wrong. She first explains what led up to the place where Chris got violent.
She says she and Brown were in the car on the way home from that Grammy party. He was driving, and over the next 30 minutes, here's what happened. She saw a text message on his cell phone from an old girlfriend. She got angry.
I caught him in LA, and he wouldn't tell the truth. So I wouldn't drop it. I kept saying, I couldn't take that he kept lying to me, and he couldn't take that I wouldn't drop it. Because obviously, his back was up against the wall. The truth is right here in the text message. So it escalated into him being violent towards me, and it was ugly.
Hey, Glenda.
Hey, Bert. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. I'm actually in an abusive relationship right now, and I can't tell you how many times that I've actually left and come back and left and come back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I keep telling myself, when the things are good, they're really, really good, but when they're bad, let me tell you, they're really, really bad. Mm-hmm. And I tell myself, you know, that he's going to change, things are going to get better. But, you know, they don't get better, and he doesn't change. And, you know, when you love somebody, you just, you know, you want that person to change and things to be great because you do love that person. Mm-hmm. But, in Rihanna's case, I just can't speak for her, but, you know, she'll go back.
Is he physically abusive with you?
Yeah, he's physically and mentally abusive to me.
So when he walks in the door tonight, anything can happen. He can knock you around.
Anything can happen. It just depends. You know, it's like, you know, I walk in my front door and I walk on eggshells every day because I don't know what to expect.
Do you want to leave?
I don't know if it's been a good day for him and things are going to be great when I get home, or if, you know, he's had a bad day at work and I'm going to be the one that he takes it out on.
Do you want to leave him?
Yeah, and I have many times. And it's just like, you know, you kind of get brainwashed. You know, he says, oh, it's going to be different this time. It's going to be different this time. And he has been to jail for it. And, you know, he's on probation and going to counseling for it. But that's not going to happen. You know, that's not going to help him because he doesn't think he has a problem.
So, Lena, you know all this and you're speaking so realistically about it all. How do you think this is going to end?
I have no idea.
Do you have children with him?
No, my children are grown and they live in different states.
And what excuses do you tell people when you have bruises and cuts and broken bones?
I just don't talk about it. I've kind of built a brick wall around myself, and I just stay to myself.
Well, Bert and I worked with an organization over the weekend that can help you get out. It's called Jaden's Ladder, and they help women for 2 years continually. But you have to leave your abuser and vow to never go back.
And these are women that... when they first started with Jaden's Ladder, we're talking the exact same way you are. I mean, you're certainly not alone, you know, and they can help you out of this whole situation because you know in your heart this can't end well. This guy today is not going to be a great guy, and he's not putting his abusive ways away. You know how this is going to end, right?
I do know.
It sounds like you're tired.
I am. And, you know, calling the police, that's no help. The mm-hmm. last time an incident happened, I called the county in which I lived in, mm-hmm. and I was told that in the house that I live in, we rent, and it's in my name, mm-hmm. and I was told that I was the one that had to leave, and I could only get one change of clothes.
Mm-hmm. From
you
the
know,
shelter.
What can you do with one change of clothing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, forget it. You know, don't even bother.
Right.
Hey, Glenda, we were just talking about this event that we were at over the weekend that Jen and I hosted for Jaden's Ladder. And this is an organization specifically set up for women just like you.
Uh-huh.
And the founder of it is Onita Bobbitt. And she's been in your place before, totally in your place before. And she's on the phone with us right now.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Onita.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. Just recovering.
Yeah, it was a fun night on Saturday night, but we got some pretty serious stuff going on today. Glenda called us up. We were talking about Rihanna, and we were talking about Chris Brown, and Glenda called us up, and she's in the exact same situation.
Wow. What's going on? What just happened, Glenda?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
What just happened with you?
Yeah. I mean, it's like when I said, when it's good, it's really good, but when it's bad, it's really, really bad. And the thing is, you know, you never know what you're walking into when you walk through the front door.
Have you started to isolate you from your family and friends?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have, you know, I have friends at work when I'm at work, but when I clock out at 5, it's like, there's no communication. There's no, you know, I don't talk on my cell phone. I don't communicate with my family. It's just me and him.
Yeah, these are the immediate signs, obviously. And what I want you to start to do is to start to prepare for an exit plan, because I'm not sure how ready you are to leave. And so what I need for you to do is start to get any important paperwork, start putting some money aside, give it to somebody that you trust. And just for the day that when you are ready and when you're fed up and you're ready to go, that you're not left with nothing.
Onita, when is that day normally? Because Glenda sort of painted this picture of, like, she doesn't know. He could come home today. He's having a bad day. He just starts knocking around. So when is going to be her day of definition that, okay, today is the last day. I really got to go.
You know, for me, it was 7 times when, you know, Aaron came back and kept beating me up, and then I was just done when I realized it affected another family member. Most of the time, Bert, it's not about us. I mean, we feel we can take it, but when you start to see it might affect your mother, the safety of your mother, that the guy can go off on your child, that's when they hit rock bottom, or they really, really get, it's too late. And so I hope for you that you decide that this is a dangerous situation, that you need to get out and you need to start preparing for when you feel strong enough to leave. I know it's difficult. I've been there. But you, girlfriend, I really, really want you to start to prepare and really realize the value of your life, and that it's not right for what this guy is doing to you, that, you know, when he comes home, that he could just batter you. It's not the right thing. That's not a normal household. I want you to get ready and prepare to leave. And if that point, if you're not ready right now, and when he comes home one day, and just get that strength and walk out the door, and you call me. Bert will give you my cell phone number. You call me, and I'll help you out of the situation. You will have me in Jaden's Ladder, to cover your back and to make sure that you're financially and emotionally okay.
Glenda, I'm sorry.
Are
you saying in your head right now, Glenda, it's really not that bad? Are you accepting that it's as bad as it really is?
No, I'm accepting that it's as bad as it really is.
That's an incredible step, Glenda. I want you, when you get off the phone, to get my cell number, and when you're ready to leave, call me. We will be there for you. There's no reason for a man to push you, to punch you, to just verbally abuse you. This is wrong. And I want you to get out before it gets really bad. Most people can't make this phone call because it's too late, and you're in a great position to get out of a situation that can potentially kill you. It's that serious, okay? So I want you to get prepared, get your paperwork ready, get all your, you know, great, you know, your very important documents, give it away to a friend, get some money, whatever money you have, just put it away, and when you're ready, get out of the situation immediately. It's dangerous. And I know you feel how dangerous this is, and I want you to know that I'm here. I understand it. I want you to get out of the situation as soon as possible.
Oh, that would be great. Just knowing that I have somebody to turn to is just
It's wonderful.
Do you have children?
I've learned that, you know, you can't turn to the police or any of the domestic violence shelters or anything like that. I've tried that, and unless you go in and you've got, you know, a broken bone or a black eye or something like that, they'll turn you away and they won't help you.
Well, I want you to call me. And, you know, the shelters and the police officers, they do their job and when it's time to do their job, but I want you to do it for yourself. Don't depend on anybody right now. Just get out and then also call me, and we will help you to get to where you need to be.
Hey, Glenda, don't go anywhere yet, because we want to get that phone number in your hands for sure, okay?
Oh, definitely. Thank you.
And, Onita, I'm sure there are more women listening who don't have the courage to call in and admit to what's going on with them, but they may be able to be helped by Glenda's story or Rihanna's story, and they may need the help of Jaden's Ladder. Can they call you? Is there a number where they can call?
Yes. I'm going to, you know, this is unusual, but I'm going to give you my cell phone. Our 800 number is 888-430-1118. That's my office. But if anybody's in need right now and you just want to talk and I can get you through this, my cell phone number is 603-205-4746. You know, it's worth giving out a cell phone number in order to save a life or to make sure that you guys feel that you have a safe place to go. And please give me a call, and we'll work it out, and we'll get you the steps to get out of a very violent, volatile situation.
That is really amazing of you to give your cell phone number out like that. You're going to be busy today.
No problem.
Unfortunately, you're going to be busy.
All right, this is why we're here.
All right, again, the name of the organization is Jaden's Ladder. And, Onita, I'm going to put you on hold for a second also, okay?
Okay.
And I just want to put one more call on with you, because Andrea is ready to come pick you up right now. Hey, Andrea.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead. You're on with Glenda.
Glenda, I'll come pick you up right now. There's no reason. Just call me and I will come get you.
Thank you so much.
Has this happened to you too?
No. I just know friends that are dead because of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see anybody else die.
I mean, it's that serious, Glenda. You know this. You're in it. But, I mean, hearing that, I mean, she's had friends that have died. You got to get out of this thing. You got to get out today, you know?
I do know that. And, I mean, I've left so many times and went back thinking, you know, that it's going to change and it's going to get better. And I know in my heart that it's not.
Do your children know what's going on?
My oldest son does, and he has totally removed himself from the situation. He doesn't talk to me because he says, Mom, why don't you leave? And until you've walked in my shoes, you know, I keep saying don't judge me because it's not that easy.
Mm-hmm. Let me put you on somebody that at least we can end on a positive note. This is somebody that's gotten out of the same situation you're in. Hey, Dawn.
Hi.
Hi. Can you give Glenda some hope here?
I'm sorry, can you say again?
Can you give Glenda some hope here?
Yes, I just wanted to let her know that I went through it. I thought I was nothing. That man had just brought me down, and I got out, and there is somebody who will love you, even though he says there's nobody that will take you. It's the best thing that could ever happen to you. You're going to be free. Just leave him, and you'll be free.
Oh, I'm trying to get there.
All right, well, we're gonna put you in touch with Jaden's Ladder here and Onita, and she's going to get you the help. If you really want it today, we're going to get you out of there.
Thank you, Bert. I appreciate it.
All right, Glenda, don't hang up, okay? I'm going to put you on hold.
Glenda, okay. you had the courage enough to call, so that means you have the courage enough to admit it and to leave. So make this be the last time you ever make a call like this.
Okay, thank you.
This is The Bert Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.